BBC.
It's madness, you hear me? Madness, madness!
The man is, of course, referring to the highly esteemed Goon Show. To commence this night of debauchery, we present the world's mixed bathing champion of 1931, Mr. Valentine Dial.
Ladies and gentlemen, a funny thing happened to me on my way to the theater tonight. A steamroller ran over my head. So much for humor. And now, pray allow me to tell the story of...
No!
The canal.
My name is Neddy Seagoon. My father was the famous amateur brain surgeon, Lord Valentine Dial.
Neddy was one of my adopted sons by one of my adopted wives. In 1899, I built for my family a huge mansion.
It was only a luxury manor, but it was home to me.
There's a cow on the roof, and I am a daisy. I must be careful of that cow.
My children. The manor was a grim, black, foreboding place. Hanging in the eaves were myriads of red-mouthed bats that nightly danced in the dank air that arose from the oily waters of the canal.
That's my daddy, you said.
The Canal, Chapter 1. Ned Seagoon returns from college.
Oh, my life, we didn't have party up on this driving seat. Oh, I should never have come out naked.
I'm the driver. Am I far to go now?
Hey, let's have a look. No, I shouldn't think you got far to go now.
Isaac, why are we stopped?
It's no good, mister. I can't see a thing in this fog.
Never mind. I'll make it on foot. Now, ah, yes, this is the way. Past the old blasted oak and down.
Help!
Where are you, mister?
In the canal!
Here, catch. Hup. You forgot your bag.
Anybody about? Mother.
Mother! Mother, I'm home! Oh, Mother, I'm so glad to see you, dear old mummy. Oh, Mother. There.
Pardon me, sir, but I'm the butler.
Neddy!
Father! You are Father, aren't you?
Do I have to undress?
It's just that you've changed so much.
And, dear listener,
changed he had. He looked tired and weary. His eyes were sunk back in his head. They were bloodshot, watery, and red-rimmed. What had caused this?
Neddy, we've bought a television set. But what are you doing back from school?
My schooling is completed.
Oh, nonsense. You've only been there 43 years.
Nevertheless, I came out top boy in the entire kindergarten.
Really? Then it's politics for you. Neddy, now that you're home, promise me one thing.
Very well, Father. I promise.
Thank you. See that you keep it for your mother's sake.
Ying tong it lie po.
Good. Promise me one more thing. Never, never go near the canal.
Why not?
Just never go near the canal, that's all.
Now, you must be tired. You need rest. Eccles!
You? Did my daddy call me?
Eccles, get your things out of Neddy's room.
Okay, daddy. Come on out, shoot. Shoot.
Good night, nerdy. Sleep well.
That night I lay in bed with a clothes peg on my nose. What had happened to everybody? Don't go near the canal, he had said.
Don't go near the canal.
Right. He's asleep. Hand me the mallet, Doctor. Here. Right.
The Canal, Chapter 2.
One, two, three.
The Canal, Chapter 3.
Hello. Lloyds. About that life insurance. Yes, on my son, Neddy. Well, it appears to have matured. You'll bring the money round? Right. Thank you. No, not tonight, dear. £40,000 just for throwing little Neddy in the canal.
Father, I...
Neddy!
You've been playing in the canal. I told you to stay away. Eggles,
yep,
he's
yep.
back.
Okay, come on, all up. Get out. Shoot, come on. Shoot. Over there, come on. Up, down. All of you out, out, out. Oh, here's your clothes, babe.
I'm a daisy. Father's a plum. That's why we stoned him. I hear music and there's only Max Gildray there.
Chapter 4.
These 3 days I've been kept locked in my room. I pass the time cutting the grass under my bed and feeding the monkeys. At night I can hear digging in the cellar. A thought has just struck me. What has become of Mother? Dear Mother, she was like one of the family.
In here, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yasaka.
Neddy, I've brought two freshly released physicians to see you. Dr. Yakamoto and Dr. Justin Eidelberger.
But there's nothing wrong with me.
That is why we are here. It's a German joke, you know. Dr. Yakamoto, for treatment.
Oh, yes. At once, Honorable Sir. Would the Honorable Neddy Seagoon please put Honorable feet into this delicate 30-ton iron container?
Good. Now then, we pour in the concrete mixture. So?
Oh, yeah.
You see, Neddy, the doctors say when the concrete blocks set on your feet, you won't be able to run away and play near the canal. Hello. Lloyds. I want to add to that last policy on my son, Neddy. Yes. Yes, I want one that covers him in the event of him ever putting concrete blocks on his feet and throwing himself in the canal. Yes, I know it's not likely to happen, but just in case.
The Canal, Chapter 5. The Canal, Chapter 6. The Lock Keeper's Lodge.
Yes, help, help, yes. Dear.
Henry.
What? That's the distress call, isn't it?
Oh, yes. He must be drowning, Henry.
Oh, dear.
Help! I'm going down!
We're coming, sir. Hurry, Minnie.
Coming, buddy, coming.
Have you turned the gas off, Minnie?
Yes, I've turned the gas off. Yes.
I wonder who he is. Yes. What is your name,
What's
sir?
What's your name, buddy?
Neddy Seagoon.
Oh, we're very, very pleased to meet you. My name is Cran, Henry Cran, and this is Miss Bannister. She's one.
I'm going down.
Don't do that, sir, or you'll drown yourself. Oh, dear, this fog. Can't see a thing in the fog, you know.
Where are you, sir?
In the canal.
He's in the canal.
Oh. Mr. Seagoon, follow these instructions and you'll be safe. Hand me the life-saving manual, Minnie.
There you are.
Ready?
Yes.
Hurry up, then.
Yes, hurry up. Hurry up.
Mr. Seagoon?
Yes.
Take three dozen eggs and break into a bowl. Mix in 8 ounces of caster sugar, add 4 pounds of millet flour, and bring the mixture to... Minnie?
What? What?
This isn't the swimming manual.
We've got the wrong book, Mr. Seagull.
Oh, what'll I do with all this mixture?
We'd better go in, Henry. It's a shame to waste all that food.
Yes. Yeah.
Coming back!
Yes, sir?
Hey. Good evening to you. Is this the manor of the place where lived the Valentine Dalman? Is it the place where it is? Is it then?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I am from the Lloyd's of London, the well-known insurance company. I am their junior representative. Fills in pocket, produces smart calling card.
Oh, come in, sir.
Enter the new blue bottle. The new blue bottle wearing city gentleman type striped trousers and Anthony Eden Humbug. Really, Dad's Trilby painted black.
Have you wiped your feet, sir?
Yes.
Then where'd that mud come from?
Of my shoes. I made a little jocule. poses for audience applause, as usual, not a certain. Was going to use rude word, but changed his mind.
Now, what's your business here?
I have come to pay the insurance on the recently drowned and deaded Neddy Seagoon.
Did you say insurance?
Yes, yes, I have.
Splendid. There, just sit down and warm yourself by the candle. Eddington, entertain the gentleman.
Certainly. Well, here's the dance of the, Seven Kilts. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes, sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Yes. That's my boy Duffy. Tell me some more, tell me some more. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. That's how I am, so what can I do? Sometimes I'm happy, slap, hap, hap, happy.
You, I accept your apology. Now, Lord Dyer, the solemn business of paying out the insurance money. Moves left, opens official briefcase. Not too wide, as I still got my dirty laundry in one compartment.
It's £40,000, isn't it?
Yes, yes, but it is all in pennies.
£40,000 in pennies. Eccles!
Your daddy?
Your hat, lad.
Okay, sir.
Just hold it there. And now, Mr. Bluebottle.
Right. Now to get...
It's in the cabinet by the bed, dear. Carry on.
What was that dreaded scream, sir?
Oh, that was my eldest thing. Oh. Now, just count out the money.
Yes. One, seven, trippin, fourpin, fivepin.
Chapter 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11.
1,832 pennies. Roll on, Betty Bye. 1,833 pennies. 4,800. One penny. Slipping. Slipping.
Neddy, you!
Yes!
Pardon me, did you say that this was Neddy?
Yes. Why, Neddy, you're safe, dear boy. Thank heaven. We thought you were drowned, didn't we, Mr. Bluebottle?
Yes. Well, you will not need this dreaded money for him drowning. Thinks. This will save Lloyd a lot of money, and who knows, a managerial job for Bluebottle. Thinks again, thanks to Brains, the new Wonder Head filler. Well, I must be going. Good night, everybody. Exit left.
Curses. Now, little Neddy, you've been playing in the canal again. It's got to stop.
I agree, Father.
Silence when you talk to me. Now go upstairs to your room and come down at once. I want to talk to you.
But I can't move, Daddy. These concrete blocks at my feet.
We'll soon have them off. Eccles!
Did my daddy call me?
Put these sticks of dynamite into his concrete blocks.
Okay. My daddy knows what he's doing. Eh? I like the fuse. Now in 10 seconds' time, there's going to be a dirty fit.
Yes, yes. Neddy, wait outside in the garden, will you?
Yes, Father.
Come into the garden, Lord, for the black fat night hath flown.
Hello, Lloyds. Yes, a new life policy, please. I want to insure Neddy in the event of him ever putting concrete blocks on his feet, blowing himself up with dynamite, and landing in the canal. Yes, I know it's not likely to happen, but just in case.
Chapter 12. The Canal, Chapter 13.
The lot, Lord Dyer?
Yes, £40,000. Poor Neddy.
Yes, he. It was funny him falling in the canal again so soon after when I had left. It is a good job you ran after me, isn't it?
Well, good night, Mr. Bluebottle. Thank you for...
Father! It is little Neddy. Oh, well, well. Could I have all the money back again, please?
No! Hands up, all of you!
Oh, he's got a gun!
Eccles!
Yes, Daddy?
Take these two men and chain them up in the dungeon.
One over there, one over there, one round that leg, one round this leg, one there. Oh, they're not too tight, are they?
Oh. Eccles, do you realize what Daddy's trying to do?
Oh, yeah. He's trying to keep you away from the canal because Daddy loves you. And he don't want you to get drowned.
No, no. He wants to kill us all. And that includes you.
Oh! Hey, I'm frightened.
Come on.
I don't want to be dead yet. I haven't had my half day off this week.
Quiet, Bluebottle. Now, Eccles, undo these chains and help us capture Father before he kills us all.
Okay, okay.
Right. Now, this is the plan. We go.
We are trapped.
Curse. He's locked us in. Never mind, we'll batter the door down. Where's something with a blunt head?
Yeah.
Put me down. Put me down. I shall charge the door and smash it down.
Good man.
Stand back. Here I go. To match what I was splitting the door. Jab. You're running away!
Now listen, both of you. We've got to think quickly.
That leaves me out.
We three are going to throw Father into the canal.
Chapter 14.
Didn't think you could, but...
Why, you weren't meant to let me...
Help! Who did that?
Last chapter.
Hello, Lloyd. About the life insurance I took out on the four gentlemen.
Was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, and Valentine Dial with the Redington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wally Speedslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.